see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Ah, yes, what a wonderful world indeed. It's News Talk 580 WTCM, about 9 minutes after 10 a.m. on this Wednesday. Bonnie Pintozzi, who is our travel guide every Wednesday here for the Travel Authority's travel show. Lots of traveling to do today. And, of course, the Travel Authority is an L-Tour company, and that's what you specialize in, getting people out and experiencing that wonderful world.
Oh, I couldn't have said it any better, Crystal.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
That was great. But today we get that opportunity to travel a bit around the world with a special guest. We have had Insight Vacations on our show numerous times, and always we get great calls coming in and after we do our shows, you know, about the destinations. And we've sent so many people on Insight Vacations and Luxury Gold. But to have the president of the company join us today to give us a perspective from him.
Ooh.
As to where they are, what they're doing, all the different things, what's launching out there, what types of new itineraries. But basically, it's the Insight difference. Mm-hmm. So instead of me talking, I'm going to introduce John Grutzner. He's the president of the U.S. for Insight Vacations and Luxury and Gold. And we are so happy to have you on the show. Hi, John.
It's President's Day, John.
It's President's Day.
Hey, I didn't think it was President's Day. I don't know if that's I don't know if that has good connotations these days or bad connotations.
Well,
hopefully, it has good connotations.
Yeah, we'll stay away from that and go right into.
Yeah, John. We know it's not President's Day because it's not snowing here in Traverse City because that's in February.
Exactly.
So we got it covered.
Exactly. And I'm going to apologize. I'm actually talking to you today from my office in New York City. My office overlooks Rockefeller Plaza, and apparently there's been a lot of sirens going off today. So if you have a little bit of noise of the New York City in the background, it's a beautiful summer day here, but I'll apologize if there's a little background noise.
That's not a bad view, I'll tell you that.
Not at all. That view's wonderful. So, John, you know, you've been an industry leader for years. Okay, let's be honest. But let's talk about Insight Vacations, especially for our listeners who may not know about Insight.
Sure. And Bonnie, it's good to talk to you again. It's been a while here, so thanks for having me on the show. Very much appreciate it. But we're part of the Travel Corporation, which owns 24 brands here in the U.S. as well as 36 brands internationally. And they're always best in class, no matter what the brand is that mm-hmm. that they're talking about. For us, Insight is an upper premium guided vacation brand. We focus primarily on Europe and the Americas, both North and South America. One of the things that we're probably most famous for beyond our Insight experiences, which we'll talk a little bit about later, is our business class motor coach, where we remove about 10 of the seats in the motor coach. We have the most legroom in the class. There's a beautiful business class motor coach, which allows for a smaller experience in destination. So Insight is the brand that most of your guests will know about. And then about 2 years, we elevated a brand within Insight. It used to be referred to as Insight Gold. We now refer to it as our Luxury Gold, and that is our true luxury experience. So where Insight is upper premium and focuses primarily on North America and South America, Luxury Gold is a worldwide collection of guided vacation experiences or guided vacation journeys, as we call them, and they go to all the great destinations around the world.
You know, John, I've read a recent article that you were quoted in and when you were interviewed, and I agree with you, that land side of our travel industry, it's just so much more diverse. It's, you know, individuals really want to have personalized visions and styles, and the land tours really offer that enormous range of possible, you know, experiences, and that's what you have done, and you've done it so well with how it's evolved with the traveler. I mean, that direction, the well-traveled, affluent travelers wanting to have an authentic human connection to the destination. And that's the traveling in style, but it's also so much of the Insight difference, correct?
That is correct. Hey, we have a job for you here in New York. That was wonderful. I had a new salesperson, so I thought I might reach out to you after the call.
Sure.
No, that is kind of what we're looking at. Is we do a lot of studies on what's happening with today's traveler. And mm-hmm. today's traveler is a little bolder than yesterday's traveler. They're looking at things like the travel network, and they're seeing these great experiences unfold, whether that's through their computer or through the television screen. And what we're finding, the analytics are showing exactly what you're saying, that today's affluent or well-traveled guest is looking for four things. They're looking for that human connection. So no longer do they just want to go to Ireland. They want to go to Ireland. They want to meet the people. They want to meet the people that really influence what's happening in that destination that's different from what they may see in Michigan and Traverse City or Detroit. They want to experience and make those human connections. The other three things they're looking for is they're looking for exclusivity. So no longer do they want, like, we just came out with a really incredible Colombian program that focuses on art and focuses in on the culinary experiences of Colombia. What we do is we just don't go to the Gold Museum in Medellin. We go behind the scenes after hours and experience that. So they're looking for that exclusivity. They're looking for experiential. They don't want to just be passive observers. They want to be actively involved in the destination that they're going to. And then the last thing they're really looking for is authentic, localized experiences. So, again, they want to experience something different than what they would sitting in their Barca lounge chair at home. They want to go in and have something that's not a contrived experience. With our gold product, we have these incredible Chairman Collection experiences that are things that are what I like to refer to as ungoogleable experiences that they can't do on their own. So we want to bring these destinations to life. We want to treat those guests in a way and do things that they wouldn't really be able to do on their own that really capture the essence of what that destination has to offer.
And John, you're so right. I mean, it's not, let's say, for instance, they went to Whistler, okay? And, you know, that's known for skiing and things like that. But what you do is you'll bring in maybe an Olympic athlete or someone to talk to the people, and then, you know, really they get the opportunity to get immersed in the area, but just sit around and talk to the guests, and you have these great conversations. You're not going to find that on a typical tour, right?
Nope.
Right, we're not. And, you know, that's, and again, I have a nice job for you in New York here, Jared. We'd love to have you here. So, like your example, when you talk about Whistler, one of the things we do is we bring Rob Boyd, who is an Olympic champion, that comes in, and you can have an adult beverage, whether it's a wine or a beer, and we sit around. He brings that destination life. He talks about his Olympic skiing experiences. He's considered a local legend there, but it really allows that guest to connect with Whistler, whether you're doing that peak-to-peak experience, and have something that, you know, you just can't show up at Whistler and expect Rob Boyd to show up at your house and talk to you. Whether it's in Whistler or when we're in Vienna, we have the last known descendant of the Habsburg dynasty you get to go into her home and have high tea. And again, it's those type of experiences that the guest comes back from and will talk to their neighbors about. You're not going to believe what I did in Whistler. I met a Canadian gold medalist. Or you're not going to believe what I did when I was in Vienna. I met the last known descendant of the Habsburg dynasty. And, you know, especially if your audience is listening today, if they're celebrating something like a milestone birthday, remission from cancer, an anniversary that ends in a 5 or a 0, we really see that these are the type of things that, you know, you don't want to just have a standardized cookie cutter experience and destination. This really is an exceptional experience that allows you to make that human connection. Again, human connection, exclusivity, experiential, and authentic localized experiences.
And John, we're able to do it because you have a trip to suit your style. And that's what it's what it's all about. I may not want a certain type of style of travel, but you have the discovery journeys. You have the regional journeys. You have those country roads, easy pace. It may be special interest trips or private custom groups on, you know, that set departures, everything like that. But you can do it with Insight Vacations, who not only can do it different ways, they do it completely different ways than most tour companies, you know, from that immersified feeling.
Right, and that's really what we want to do. We want to present that destination differently. You know, not only do we have the different types of journeys, as you mentioned, the discovery journeys, which gives you kind of a broad-based experience of a number of countries with one particular trip or one particular journey. We have the regional journeys, which you focus in maybe on one specific country or another. Country roads is kind of off the beaten path. There and then easy paced is more late night starts, more multiple night stays in the destination. And we're finding that with those different segmentations or those different types of that suit the style mm-hmm. of that traveler, it allows them to experience that destination which best suits their needs. Like we see our first-time guests are really attracted to the discovery journey, so they get to see a number of the different destinations. But as you become more experienced or you become more of a traveler that wants to kind of go more adept and immerse themselves in the destination, they tend to go to more of the easy pace in the country roads program. The other thing that's interesting that's a trend that's happening in the industry is one of the things you want is more personalization. So even beyond those trends, what we're creating in both the luxury gold journeys as well as the insight trips is something called Your Choice. So we're a very inclusive operator, so we're not going to nickel and dime your guests when they get on. But within that day, if they come into a destination, they can pick from one experience or another. So, for instance, when you're in France, you can either do a culinary guided walking program, or you can go and see how wine is made at one of the beautiful French chateaus. And so what we're finding from that well-traveled guest is they're coming back to us and saying, hey, we want more choice. We want to personalize this more and more, and we want it at a leisurely pace. So unlike maybe a deep water ocean cruise, which is a great experience, those guests that kind of appreciate or going to that destination to really kind of immerse themselves in the community have an opportunity to experience that community in a way that best suits what they're looking for. So again, one of the trends you're seeing is more choice within the guided vacation space, and that is resonating more and more. You'll see the industry is going. This is an exploding way to see a destination because guests' tastes are changing, that they don't want to kind of be herded from place to place. They want to have the ability to really connect with the destination that they're traveling to.
Absolutely. New itineraries, John. Let's talk about some of them.
Sure. We're super excited. We just launched our 2020 product earlier this week, and so your guests, if they want to go to our website, or obviously I would encourage them to go to AllTour. They've got a great service. There's one of our top partners in the region. Consistently, you'll see that AllTour guest is really well versed mm-hmm. in how to really kind of explain what the value proposition with a guided vacation versus if you went to an online. Or if you went to us directly. So again, the AllTour does a great job of kind of explaining what we're doing mm-hmm. and how we're doing mm-hmm. it. The first trip that we launched that I think is a spectacular program. If you would have told me 10 years ago that I was going to be selling a lot of Colombia, I would say, hey, you're crazy. You know, that's a destination that I won't want my mom to travel to or won't want my sister to travel to.
Right.
It has come full circle. We look at DOD. We can never obviously absolutely guarantee that, you know, one destination is safer than the other, but we do use the defense ratings. And right now, Colombia is on par with France and Germany. It's actually considered safer than going to England right now. Hmm. And so we're seeing a huge uptick in Colombia. It's really started out on both the West Coast and the East Coast. It's now starting to filter into the Midwest, and I'm from Wisconsin, so I understand kind of the thought process of the Midwestern thinking. But it's an absolutely incredible program where we do 3 days in Bogota, 3 days in Medellin, and then 3 days in Cartagena. And, you know, Bogota is the largest city that everyone has probably heard of. Here it's a large metropolitan. Medellin is sort of a mid-sized city, and Cartagena is more of a quaint seaside community. And it really focuses in on the history and the culture. One of the great things that we do is we go to a local market, and you get to pick out the food at that market, and then it's prepared by a celebrity chef. We're also doing a behind the scenes. I already mentioned the Gold Museum, that we go behind the scenes and do that. But this is, Columbia is going to be, and Bonnie's familiar with the hot destinations. Mm-hmm. The hot destination a few years ago was Iceland. The two top destinations for growth for us right now are Columbia and Egypt. And again, we have great product on both of those. So Columbia is new for us. Our Treadwright Foundation, we're part of the Travel Corp, and they give back to the people, the planet, and the wildlife and what we travel to. We have over 50 different programs throughout the world where we give back to, again, to the people, planet, and wildlife. A new experience for us is in Ecuador. So people are doing that as an extension is where they go to Machu Picchu, where it's something where you can do more, go into a destination and really understand what it means to give back to the destinations that you're traveling to. I mentioned before, for Egypt, which is absolutely exploding right now as a destination. In 2014, we moved more people to Egypt than we did to Europe. And we're seeing, again, specifically in the Midwest, that Egypt is doing well. There was a number of articles out a few years ago that said you couldn't consider yourself a world traveler until you've seen the great pyramids of Egypt.
Wow.
And, it's a beautiful destination. Have either of you been to Egypt?
Nope, not yet, but it's on the
yet.
List.
It's on mine, too.
it's on your list of places to go?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we'll have to get you on an insight. You know so much about insight. We have to get you on an insight or a luxury gold.
We have insight into insight.
We have insight into insight, yes.
Yeah, you have a friend there as well. I think you know someone. I can help you out.
You think?
Help you out with that. But it's been great, and it is a destination that really makes sense in the guided vacation space. People feel more comfortable. We actually bring in an Egyptologist that will come and work with them and lead them through that destination. Like in the Temple of Luxor, we go there after it's closed to the public, and it's a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and you have this incredible Egyptologist that walk you through those that experience. It's really next level stuff. One of my favorite things is we go to the Temple of Isis, and we go there on a boat, and you kind of see the sun set, and you feel like you can see this incredible temple rise up. It looks like it's coming up from the water as you go across in a boat and experience that. That it's just absolutely incredible. You do a high tea at the Old Cataract Hotel, and this is a place like Winston Churchill had high tea and Agatha Christie had high tea. So, again, not only do we provide the history and the culture of Egypt, but we do some very unique experiences that you won't be able to do on your own.
And, John, before we lose the time here because it goes so quickly, I want to make sure our listeners know that with that relationship with the Altoran Travel Authority, there's twofold. One, the travel industry, the travel advisors, myself, we've had to keep up with the times as things have changed. And I want to thank you because what Insight Vacations has done with our travel advisors is really help educate us, make sure we understand that consumer interest and also your product so well to be able to give that advice. Then secondly, we are also going to be having an upcoming promotion, which I can't give too many details on, with Insight Vacation, and it's exclusive to the Outdoor Travel Authority. And it will embrace a lot of these different programs, these journeys that are happening, your chairman's collection that's going on, these different experiences that are so new, like with the British Royal Castles and the Kingdoms and, you know, the French Vogue and Spain and Portugal and all these things. It's so exciting. That's why every Wednesday, you know, when people listen to Crystal and I, I'm real passionate. I love this industry because it changes all the time, mm-hmm. but it changes for the better. And it's people like John who control that in our industry and lead us.
Well, I got control and lead. That makes me sound like an autocratic person.
No, but control the great values and everything.
I will tell you that one of the things that you're saying is one of the misconceptions that we see out there. And, you know, when I talk to my family, and I've been in the industry for decades here, what the travel advisors out there have really evolved into, and again, I talked about that, they're value interpreters. Mm-hmm. So they're always on the cutting edge of what's happening, whether it's with Insight or Luxury Gold or it's our Uniworld brand in the river cruise segment. My family talks about what they should be doing for their own personal holidays, I'm always advising them to go to a travel advisor, mm-hmm. go to a travel agency, specifically one that has the reputation of Altour, mm-hmm. because I heard a traveler say one time, a cheap vacation can be an expensive mistake.
Yep.
For us, when we look at this and we talk to our guests, our well-traveled guests, you know, what these experiences allow you to do is really get into a destination at a level that you wouldn't be able to do on your own. And, you know, again, for an FIT travel, you can't just show up and expect Rob Boyd to welcome me into his home and have a beverage with him as he talks about his local legend status and his stories. You can't just show up at the doors of the last known descendant of the Habsburg dynasty and expect him to open up. The only way that you can get access to this destination at this level is to work with the travel authority, work with Altour, mm-hmm. Tour and their travel advisors. And, you know, these are seamless experiences. And so we've had over 40 years, close to 50 years of experience making sure that your vacation runs smoothly. It's a balance of these incredible VIP experiences like our Chairman collection that you really won't be able to do on your own if you just tried to curate that experience by yourself. And so you'll always get the best value, the best price if you're working with a company like Altour, the Travel Authority, mm-hmm. versus trying to go and craft your experiences on your own. But the most important thing is you won't be able to make these human connections. You can't have these authentic, localized experience that are really what a guided vacation presents to that person into these destinations that you may or may not have subject matter expertise. There's just no better way then go to a travel advisor and have them interpret the value. They know what the reputation of the Travel Corp, specifically Insight Vacations and mm-hmm. Luxury Gold. We earned that reputation mm-hmm. Through servicing guests for decades. And, you know, Altour can guide you, depending on what your style is, into what the destination that best fits your need. And that's really what we bring to the table. And we do it in a way that our guests are coming back. Our net promoter scores are the best in the industry here. And it's not just about those experiences. It's about having a traveling concierge when it comes to luxury gold. It comes to working with that travel director with Insight, who's going to help make you get the most out of that experience in the destination with these pre-planned experiences that work well together. So it really is something where, when my family comes and talks to me and they, hey, should I go online and do this? I'm like, absolutely not. Talk to your travel advisor because they can do that.
Good, really great points, John, and I thank you so much. Now you can come up for air, honestly, because you've given us a lot of information, and I just want to say one quick quote here, if Crystal will allow me. I love this quote from John Steinbeck. People don't take trips. Trips take people.
Oh, I love it.
And I think that's exactly what we do every day.
And especially on that Insight vacation.
You bet.
Thank you so much for joining us, John. It's been a great pleasure to talk to you and Bonnie Pintozzi. Until we meet again for another episode of Travel Talk here on WTCM News Talk 580.